There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started. Welcome to Amplify with Jess Ekstrom, a show designed to help women get out of their head and into their zone of influence. Happy Monday, everyone. Here's some food for thought to start your week.
I used to work and live as if there was going to be a bottom of the pile. Like every email would one day be answered. Every problem would be solved. Every piece of laundry would be put away. Every task would be complete. And then I'd find myself getting really frustrated when I felt like I was 80% of the way there, and then new tasks would pour into my lap. Like I would spend all this time on email and hit refresh, and there'd be five more in my box or whatever it might be. I always felt like I was always almost there, and then new things would come on. So I worked harder and harder until I got tired. And I'm sure that this is the narrative of burnout. It's a narrative that you might be familiar with. And I just had this revelation in this burnout that maybe there is no bottom of the pile. There is only the pile. And sometimes the pile feels heavy. Sometimes the pile feels manageable. But the pile is always there. And it is always ever evolving and changing. Maybe you catch yourself saying, well, once I blank, then I'll be able to relax or be happy or be proud of myself. I say that all the time. And I've realized once I blank, then I can insert happiness here is like the national anthem for delaying joy. I used to think that once my business got to a certain spot, or once the baby was born, or once we moved to this new place, then happiness would be there waiting for me, or the thing that I'm chasing would be there once I can make it here. Happiness was always around the corner, but never where I was standing. Happiness was the illusion of a zero inbox, zero task list, zero updates needed. Happiness was always at the bottom of the pile, but the pile that never cleared. Don't wait until you're at the bottom of the pile to feel joy. Take a moment, pause, and realize what you've accomplished so far. I'm going to leave you with this quote. There is no bottom of the pile, so we need to just learn to enjoy the pile.
Thanks for listening to Amplify. If you are a fan of the show, show us some podcast love by giving us a rating and review. And give us a follow at Mic Drop Workshop and at Jess Ekstrom. Coming up on Amplify.
When you bring in somebody who comes in with a diverse perspective, what you're doing is you're giving your audience oftentimes something that they can't get anywhere else, right? And isn't that kind of what you want to do as a conference planner? You want to give people an opportunity to see something that they're not seeing in other places, getting perspective that they can't see. And so I think it's about thinking about what are you trying to achieve and how does making sure that you're diversifying and that you're creating this equity and that you're creating more inclusion, how does it actually help you meet those goals?
This episode was edited and produced by Earfluence, and I'm Jess Ekstrom, your host. Remember that you deserve the biggest stage, so let's find out how to get you there. I'll see you again soon.